Merry Christmas and welcome to the Unity Presbyterian Church podcast. I hope you enjoy Pastor David's message from Christmas Eve 2019. Let's listen.
Well, so for many years in a row, my family would fly to Minnesota the week before Christmas, and that's where my wife's family is from. And then I would wait behind, and I would preach on Christmas Eve, and then I would find the first flight out on Christmas morning that I could and go in and meet them and spend the next week with them. I found something kind of surprising. I loved flying on Christmas Day. I didn't expect that, but I loved a couple of things about it. First, it was not busy at all. I mean, who wants to fly on Christmas morning? And so there were no lines whatsoever. But the second thing, everybody was in a really good mood. When does that happen ever when you're at the airport? But from my fellow travelers to the flight attendants, everyone is all smiles, saying Merry Christmas. It became something I looked forward to each year. Well, my tradition was to make the flight to Minnesota. We'd land in Minneapolis, and then I'd rent a car and drive for about an hour and a half to the town that my wife's family was from. That worked most years. But one year, I remember landing, getting my rental car, and realizing Minneapolis was in the midst of a major snowstorm. I mean, buckets and buckets of snow were coming down, which would have been a picturesque landscape if you weren't driving for an hour and a half. I got behind that car, and my knuckles were white, and I thought, let me just go slow, and I think I will make it there. I even created a game to entertain myself. I began counting all the cars that I saw spun out into ditches as I went. No joke, I got up to 12 cars and then decided I should concentrate on the road a little bit more because I don't want to end up like one of those cars in a ditch. About halfway in my journey, a big semi-truck came flying past me and splashed some water on my windshield. That's fine, I put on my wipers, but the strangest thing happened. The water didn't move. It was frozen right there on my windshield. Now, for water to freeze on a windshield, shouldn't that be the first sign to those first settlers that this is not the place that you want to settle down and create a community? I would be hightailing it out of there. Now, I didn't want to stop because I thought I would get stuck. And so I just slowed down and did kind of one of these, kind of looking through the windshield where the ice wasn't frozen. I cannot tell you what relief and joy I felt when I came around the corner and saw my in-laws' house. When I was finally home, I thought, I made it. I can distinctly still remember what it felt like to come in from the bitter cold into the warm house, to hug family on Christmas Day, to see the tree lit in the corner of my eye. Yes, this felt like finally arriving at home. What does home feel like to you? That concept where you are at peace, where you can rest and say, I'm at home. For college students, I wonder if it's that time where you are done with all of your exams, you are finally at home, and you can just breathe a little bit because you're surrounded by your family. Or for parents on Christmas Day, I wonder if it's after all the presents have been unwrapped, your kids are off playing with them, they're entertained for a while, and you can just sit with your significant other saying, job well done, another Christmas passed. Or perhaps for you, home is simply sitting in front of a fire with someone that you love. Yeah, what does home feel like? Well, there's a big difference between a home and a house, isn't there? I mean, a house is simply a structure. It's something that keeps you safe from the elements, but a home is different. A home is where you live. A home is where you make a life. A home is where you create a family. A home is where you dream dreams of what your future may look like. A home is where you are completely safe, can be completely yourself. Yes, what feels like home to you? This idea of home shows up in our scripture today in a really interesting way. You see, there's in the Gospel of John is sharing about the birth of Jesus, but does so in a fairly poetic way. Here's how John puts it in chapter 1, verse 14. John says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." Now, the Word obviously stands for Jesus. That was the title that John decided to give Jesus. I actually like a different translation better that puts this into more common English. It says, "God became human and made his home with us." I really like that. That idea of God coming to be with us and to make home with us. This is a really big concept of how we think about God. How many times have you thought in your relationship with God that you need to try harder or be better or be as good as you can be, and then you'll find yourself acceptable to God? We fall into that thought pattern sometimes, don't we? Where we think to ourselves, I just need to try harder. I need to be better. I need to work my way up to God. But the story of Christmas is that God says, I don't expect perfection. I know you can't be perfect, and so in your imperfection, I'm coming down to you. I am making my home with you. You don't have to work your way up to me. There's no way you could earn my love or respect. No, God says, I'm coming down to make my home with you. That's how the Gospel of John puts it, that God became human and made his home with us. That concept of home and God establishing home here on earth is found all over the Bible. There's an Old Testament prophet, Ezekiel, through whom God says, my home will be with them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. And in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, we are told, look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them. Yes, from beginning to end, God has planned to make his home with us, which means that God is accessible to us, that God wants to be with you. God does not expect perfection from you. God simply wants to create his home in you. John continues in the next verse. He says, we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. What John is saying is that they, the first disciples, have seen Jesus with their own eyes. And what did they see when they saw Jesus? They saw the very presence of God. They saw God in all of his glory coming down to earth in the form of a human, taking on flesh, simply to be with us. That is what they saw. And the passage continues. John says, from his fullness, which means out of God's own abundance, from his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. Yes, when you are at home in God, you will feel at peace and you will feel most alive. Why? Why can I say that? Because you'll realize in that moment when you're at home in God that God does not expect perfection from you, but instead you receive something from God. You receive grace upon grace upon grace. That is what we get when we make our home in God. That is what God's presence is like. It's like grace. Now, I forget this sometimes. I forget this, and I tend to go out on my own and try to live life on my terms without God at the center. But when I do that, it's kind of like driving with a windshield that's half frozen over. I mean, I can make it, but I'm stumbling along, and I know deep within myself that things could be better. Life could be better. And that's where we come and receive this invitation from God. God saying, I want to make my home with you. I want you to receive grace upon grace upon grace because I love you so much that I came down and was born in the humblest of ways, born in a manger to live the human experience, to be your Savior, to be the light of the world and the love for all people. Yes, this is a Christmas message. Let me leave you with one of my favorite quotes. It comes from Andy Rooney when he says, "One of the most glorious messes in the world is the mess created in the living room on Christmas Day." So don't clean it up too quickly. Savor the day tomorrow. Let the events of the day simply unfold and bring you closer to the goodness and the grace of God. And may you find your home in God, who took on flesh to come to our world, to be with you. Yes, may we all receive this Christmas season grace upon grace upon grace. Amen. Let's now stand and sing, "O Holy Night."
If you would like more information about Unity Presbyterian Church, please visit our website at www.unitypres.org or visit us on Facebook. This is the Unity Presbyterian Church Podcast. Have a great week.